Now, let's get the inside scoop on the Celtics. It's Scal time. Brian Scalabrine on Marloni, Fourier, and Mego. Brought to you by Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh. By John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. And by the hair doctor of Brian Scalabrine, Dr. Matthew Lopresti, at 1-800-GET-HAIR.
All right, we're joined on the Harbor One Hotline by Brian Scalabrine from NBC Sports Boston. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm good. You know, you guys can call me Scal. That's totally
all right,
fine.
Scal. All right. Well, my first
term.
Question
Scal.
I have to get at, I'm going to get right to it. That third quarter, historically ugly. What do you think was the biggest thing that went wrong in that quarter?
I mean, I think it's somewhere in the middle of, I don't think we're as good as the first half where we're playing wild and free and Miami looks like they're running in mud. You know, that whole rest versus rust. You know, they looked a little bit rusty, and I thought, man, this does not look like the Miami Heat. But then in the third quarter, I don't expect us to kind of melt down like that. I will say the one thing that I talked about before, and I will talk about throughout this series, is Miami Heat do things differently. Like, normally when people guard Tatum, they want to guard him straight up, and he's allowed to, like, get into his bag, go left and right, the step backs and all that stuff. And you saw that in the first half. What I saw in the third is something that I'm a little concerned by is P.J. Tucker is – he's a great defender. Like, he's a big, strong defender, but he uses his body to funnel people into help. So they're going to funnel Tatum to one area. Most of the time, they're going to try to pin him on the sideline. And then I was just surprised that Tatum lost his aggressiveness in that third. There was no one to look to. Usually you could have Al Horford take pressure off him, Marcus Smart. You guys know the situation with that. So it did really fall on Tatum, and Tatum has to become like a different player, more of a playmaker, but a guy who attacks and becomes a playmaker. So those are the things that really stood out. But you're not going to be the Miami Heat who struggled to score in the half court if you don't take care of the basketball and you don't rebound. And that was just like an epitome of like both of those things at the exact same time.
See, the one aspect that I was nervous about, and maybe it's just an outlier, Scal, is the whole mental toughness part. I mean, I get each team is going to have some runs of, you know, out being more physical than the other guy. But the mental aspect of this, I feel like benefits the Heat more than it does the Celtics. What do you think?
Yeah, no question. But that's, you know, like then you come into talent. Like the Celtics have more talent. Like, put it this way, we're not having this conversation about the Miami Heat being, you know, in the Eastern Conference Finals or even having a shot to go to the NBA Finals, if they're not all about toughness. So, yeah, like if you want to pick that moment out, yeah, for sure. But, you know, like being physical only helps if you're physical and you're also – and you don't foul. Being physical and being is a good thing, but not if people have, like, a tremendous amount of skill over you. You could be tough and physical all you want. It is a skilled game. And so, yeah, like that was, like I said, I don't think that we're where we are. Like, I don't think we're in the first quarter, like first half. I don't think it's like that. I don't think we're that much better than the Heat, nor do I think the Heat are that much better than us when you like kind of pull out that third quarter. But yeah, they're going to be physical. They're going to be, Milwaukee was physical. Like the Milwaukee was a bruising physical team. Giannis is a physical player, but our talent and skill was much more with them not having Middleton. Was much more than them. So we were fine with that. But Miami Heat, you're going to have to run through fire, go through hell to get through these guys. That's just how it is.
Scal, we were talking before, and I was saying how I think a guy like Jaylen Brown needs to be like the third best player in this series. How do you explain that night, last night from him?
He couldn't get himself going. I don't know, the short turnaround. I don't think he had a great game. I not at all, but no, I remember, I don't think he played well in game one,
right.
And then he had that great bounce back in game two. I mean, I remember talking to you guys, and you guys asked me who were the stars of the Nets series, and I didn't use Jaylen Brown, even though he had a lot of points in the fourth quarter.
Yep.
You know, like, so I thought Grant Williams and Al Horford were really good in that Nets series. But, yeah, I think it's like this is a good moment for Jaylen Brown to establish himself as an elite player. But it's like he has to do it. He has to go through those guys. And – you know, I thought at the time where there was a lot of pressure on Tatum, especially I could tell like the Miami defense was focused with P.J. Tucker guarding Tatum, you know, trying to, you know, get in his ear, trying to get him into the antics. And then, you know, like Marcus Smart would have been nice to have out there, but Jaylen Brown has to sort of pick up the slack of Marcus Smart and Al Horford. Tatum is already probably doing as much as he possibly can when you look at it. It's time for, like, if when those guys are out or if those guys are out, I'm here, Marcus Smart's going to be back for game two. But if those guys are out, then, yeah, like, Jaylen Brown has to be, like, the guy. And he's not afraid of that moment. He talks about that moment. He has performed in that moment. He just can't shy away from, you know, when things start going sideways. This did look kind of like the old Celtics that we've seen. But it's a seven-game series. You know, there's a lot. You know, I think there were when I found out that Horford and Smart were out, I changed my tune really quickly. I thought the Celtics were going to win game one. I thought the rust versus rest. I thought like Miami would be a little bit rusty, running in mud just a little bit. Once I found out no Smart, no Horford, I was really questioning, did the Celtics have enough mentally to get through that game one?
You brought up Smart. The Heat were kind of ruthless in the fourth quarter, the way that they were hunting down Peyton Pritchard for those switches at the top of the key on defense. How much of a difference does Marcus Smart make in situations like that if he's able to return for game two and onward?
Yeah, I mean, they wouldn't single out Marcus Smart. And Peyton Pritchard, you know, it's not easy to guard a Jimmy Butler. And as much as Jimmy Butler talked trash after that Peyton Pritchard bucket, just know that the Celtics are probably fine giving Jimmy Butler a pull-up jumper off of a spin dribble. So, like, sometimes you just got to look at the shot and say, well, you know, like, I know they're hunting out Peyton Pritchard, but he didn't give any lanes to the basket. I thought he was solid defensively, and but he played well. Like, he didn't play afraid at all. In the third, I thought they all kind of played afraid, but I thought Pritchard did what he was supposed to do in that moment. It was just like the turnovers and the lack of toughness and, like, the swarm of the Miami Heat going to another level. And remember, the NBA now is different. This is and by the way, I love it. I'm sure you guys love it too. Like, the physicality is way up. So they're allowing a lot more physicality outside of when you go up to shoot the ball. So you got to be strong with it. You got to be tough with it. I thought Peyton Pritchard did all those things. And them singling him out, you know, I think I would live with a lot of those buckets that he gave up.
I got to ask you about one other thing from the post game. So Bam Adebayo and Jason Tatum are buds. Adebayo had a quote after the game about the energy shifting, kind of throwing some shade at Jaylen Brown. Do you think that's mostly in good fun, or could we actually see a little bloodlust between these two teams? We haven't gotten a lot of that in these playoffs so far.
I think these guys are all pretty close and they're friends. So, you know, like, I also don't think that, bulletin board material. There's so much information out there and social media and all that stuff. Like, these guys are kind of numb to that type of stuff. I think more than anything, more than social media or anything like that, like, their coach calling them out, you'll get the most out of that. So if Ime calls out Bam Adebayo to Jaylen Brown, like, he's talking about your energy. And if Ime calls out Jason Tatum for being friends, I think you might get something. And the same thing with Eric Spoelstra or Pat Riley. I think those players respect those guys. I don't know if they're going to, you know, kind of like, there's just so much info and stuff nowadays compared to what it was like 10 years ago or 5 years ago when I played.
Scale, didn't you play with Jimmy Butler for a hot minute?
Yeah, that was my rookie. Me and him, we used to go, think about where he's come. I used to beat him one-on-one. Like, just imagine where he's come from. And I used to talk smack to him. And I used to, like, I watched me bust his, you know what, like, you know, it was amazing. And I always backed Jimmy. Like, I don't care what he did in Minnesota or Chicago. Like, I liked him. I liked his edginess. I liked his, like, he was rough, and I liked that about him. That's a good thing. And he's really benefiting from the rule change. Kevin Durant came out and said, a superstar is, and he named about eight things, and we were playing it on my radio show this morning. And, yeah, those eight things, that's Jimmy Butler. So when people don't think – like, when they think of superstar, a lot of people say he's not a superstar. In 2022, he is a superstar because defense matters. Defensive versatility matters. Rebounding matters. Toughness matters. So, you have to value everything in the NBA now. You can't just value, hey, this guy makes tough shots. It's so much more than that. Like, Kyrie makes tough shots. Kyrie has shoes and stuff like that. And he's not anywhere close. James Harden is an elite scorer, like one of the best scorers of our generation. He is not on the same level as Jimmy Butler in this NBA. Like, but you go a year ago, it's different. Like, Jimmy Butler was penalized last year because the league wasn't physical. This year, the league is physical. He is a superstar in 2022. And if the rules change next year, he might not be a superstar. But this year, he's a superstar.
You know, Scott, last week we were talking about Grant Williams and how great he was. And there was a couple games, I think he called it unplayable at one point. And obviously, Game 7, he was fantastic. I thought at times, I remember one point in that series, I think your boy Perkins, Kendrick, tweeted out, like, Grant Williams, know your role. And I just sort of watched Game 1, and he's, you know, talking to Ime and Tatum, and he's mic'd up, and it just sort of seems like he needs to maybe know his role. I don't know. You tell me. I know he's a talkative guy.
Nah.
But
you got to be like that, man. This is ego central. You know, it's like testosterone central over here. Grant has to be Grant. That's I don't – The whole, like, know your role thing, that you know whose job that is? That's Ime's job. It's Ime's job to tell Grant Williams, hey, man, you're doing too much. Hey, man, like, let's not get mic'd up for game two. But outside of that, if Ime has a problem with the shots or anything like that, that's anybody else. Like, Grant Williams has to play free. He has to go out there and take open shots. He has to have a swag about him. He has to play with confidence. You know, he made the first three of the game. Like, I was like, all right, here we go. He's picking up where he left off. So, like, know your role. That's the job for the coach to decide how Grant Williams played. That's a job for the Celtics leaders to help Grant Williams. Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, that's their job. It's not Grant Williams' job to know his role. It's their job to kind of help him understand what they need from him to win a game.
All right. Well, it's Ime Udoka's role to sign the rules. Hopefully game two goes a little bit easier for the Celtics. Thanks for joining us, Scal.
You got it.
Thanks, dude.
All right, Scal.
All right. Brian Scalabrine is brought to you by Shaw's Perfecting the Art of Fresh, John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by the hair doctor of Brian Scalabrine, Dr. Matthew Lopresti. Call now at 1-800-GET-HAIR.